I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
I was rather sorry to see my friend Inspector Ford pilloried in the press by that disgrace to the honorable profession of journalism, the Clarion. So I telephoned the news editor from a call box and told him in no uncertain terms that I, the Grey Goose, resented the imputation that Ford's failure to catch me was due to collaboration. After this, I returned to my flat, only to find it had been ransacked. Fortunately, my store of feathers had not been discovered, and nothing of value had been taken. Just as Barbara had come to the conclusion it was a woman, Inspector Ford turned up, and thus I learned that my phone call to the Clarion had been misunderstood.
But that's terrible, Ford.
Worse than terrible. It appears that the Grey Blighter phoned the Clarion and defended me in a way. Thus the beastly extradition came out with its screaming headlines, Grey Goose comes to defensive inspector, etc., etc.
Oh, dash it. I'm sorry. Your friend, the Grey Goose.
Confound it, he's not my friend.
Oh, sorry. Although, mind you, he tried to be.
Tried to be? Yes, in a very roundabout way. Heaven spare us from our friends.
Well, now, sit down. If you can find somewhere in this confusion, and have a drink.
Thank you.
And what brings you along to this abode of ruin and desolation?
It is a mess, isn't it? Matter of fact, Fletcher, I just went off duty, craved a drink, and hoped you were in.
Only too glad to see you, Ben. Anytime.
You know, this Grey Goose chap's getting us at the yard baffled a bit. But I think we'll get him before long now.
Is that so?
Yes. Mm. He apparently has an enemy.
What are you going on?
Those anonymous letters connecting me with him. Accusing me of friendship with him.
That sounds to me more as if you had an enemy.
True. But to my mind, the letters have two objects. The Grey Goose and myself. At any rate, that's how I see it. Oh, by the way, I have one of the letters here. Might you see it?
By Jove, I would.
You want?
Hmm. Been tested? Chemically, I mean.
Oh, yes. Fingerprint, nil, texture, ordinary. Oh, the whole works. As a matter of fact, there's a little trace of oriental perfume about the paper.
What? Barbara, what are you doing with that spray?
Oh, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm being stung to death by mosquitoes.
Well, I hadn't noticed. By Jove, yes, yes. Thanks, Barbara. Go on, Ben. You were saying the letter had a little trace of Chinese perfume.
Well, our chap seemed to think whatever it was, it had a slight opium base.
Possibly. Fred, I can't smell it.
Now, how could you, just after I've sprayed the room?
Oh, let me take it over to the fresh air by the window. Yes, by Jove. Smells a little of Chinatown, Ben.
Yes, but where does that get me? Chinese don't write anonymous letters to Scotland Yard. At least I've never heard of such a phenomenon.
No, they're far too subtle for that. No, Ben, I'm afraid I'm a bit at sea, too. What do you propose to do, if it's not a rude answer?
Well, actually, I shall investigate the Chinese angle. I can't afford to neglect it. Oh, well, thanks for the drink. I'll be on my way.
Right-ho, Ben. See you again, I hope. Pop in any time.
Good night. Good night, Miss Babington.
Good night, Inspector.
Barbara, I could hug you.
Oh, is that a threat or a promise?
It's an achieved feat.
Really? Why the demonstration?
The flit spray. A stroke of genius, my girl. Sheer genius.
I can't see that killing beastly mosquitoes was a stroke of genius.
Hmm? Then...
I was being bitten to death by the brutes.
Come here, woman, and get yourself unhugged.
What is all this?
I'll tell you. My poor, dumb, but terribly useful friend. That letter of Ford's had the same celestial scent as our visitor left behind in our flat.
Oh, I'm beginning to see.
Yes, dear Ben hadn't noticed our smell so far because he was carrying that letter in his pocket. But his was quite faint, really, while the flat reeked to high heaven with the identical odour.
Oh, really?
And at the crucial moment, heaven sent us the mosquitoes and you bearing a flit spray.
I see now. My word, he would have been curious. Put two and two together in no time.
Yes, and made 4 cents. That's a joke, and it's over. Right now. Now, would you care to dine with me tomorrow night à la chinoise? That's French for Chinese food.
Surely.
Eh?
That's Chinese for yes, with pleasure. I think.
Well, thank you for seeing me in your private office, Mr. Foyen.
It is of much pleasure, Mr. Fletcher. The note you sent me has been received, and you ask a most difficult thing.
No, I realize that.
But out of friendship for your honorable but departed father, I have accomplished something.
Good.
There are in Chinatown 40 of the places you ask about, where one may indulge in the pipe that brings peace and visions of paradise.
40? Oh, good heavens, I...
Be not impatient, my young friend. I have much influence, many helpers, all of whom made search for the lady you mentioned.
And they've succeeded?
Patience again, please. You asked me to find a lady who was, you say, at one of those places yesterday. And who was, shall we say, recovered enough to be in the West End at dusk last night?
That's right. Outside my flat.
So, on that occasion she was wearing very smart gown, bespangled?
Sequins. Copper-colored.
Sequins. Maybe. Yes, such a woman goes to a place I know of daily. And she left somewhere about the hour of 7 in the evening. Where she went, we do not know. She was not followed.
Well, I'm glad of that. Where is this place, and what's her name?
No names are spoken, please. What you require is written down here.
Oh, thank you, Foyen.
One piece more I give you. The woman is the proprietor.
What? Impossible.
Not impossible. She is as I have said.
Thank you, Foyen, 1,000 times. I shall see that you...
You shall do nothing for me, my friend. Except forget, if you please.
But...
If you please.
I understand. And thank you again.
Please, the paper. We destroy it now. So...
Excuse me, then. I'll go and join the lady in your most excellent restaurant.
Good night and good appetite.
You finished, Barbara?
Glad you're back. Yes, I've had a terrific meal. Have you had any luck?
My hat, yes. Old Foyen must have an underground like the African jungle. Fancy, a sequin frock was the only clue I had to give him, plus a scent of opium, and after inquiries at 40 joss houses, we find her. Yes, a lady in a sequin frock left a certain address in this neighborhood just on dusk last night.
You know the address?
Of course I do. I'm going to this place any moment from now.
Being interested in any unknown female who visits your flat, I'm coming too.
Oh, you can't, Barbara. This might prove a little dangerous.
Rubbish, I'm coming. Haven't I got umpteen pistols packed round my waist?
Well, I wouldn't know. Girls wear such curious things nowadays. Well, all right, proceed, pistol packing mama. Now, watch your step. This place is full of muscle men. It's probably overlooked by the police, but it's all the more dangerous. There is, of course, a small restaurant attached as a blind.
It's a complete honeycomb of bunks in this part.
That's right. And the occupants thereof are all under the influence of opium. Quick, someone coming. Flop down in that empty bunk. You're done in, dreaming of the umpteenth celestial heaven.
Right.
Whew. Gentlemen wanting?
Yes, sir. That's the idea, fellow. Gentleman wanting.
It's very good in here. No inhabitant.
Good. You know, whenever I feel like a pipe, I don't like company.
Very, very true. Me fetch a pipe quick and no time.
Listen, Barbara.
Go ahead. I can hear you.
Take your pipe. Don't inhale it, but just go off, as it were, and dream your best idea of some boyfriend. Got it?
Yes, I've got it. Cad.
Me? I'm going to dream of Sonia Heaney and skating.
Skating?
Yes. Very thin ice. Soon I shall be exploring. You stay put, see?
I see. But I may not necessarily stay put. I've got to keep an eye on you. If I remember rightly, you're on the trail of the sequin lady, the proprietress of this joint. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right. But you're much more useful in your opium-inspired celestial heaven than dogging my footsteps. If I do spot trouble, I'll yell.
Good. But if the woman is what I take her to be, she won't yell.
Barbara, there's a streak of what have you in your makeup that worries me at times. Well, here goes. I'm off to find Madame Butterfly, or rather, Madame of the Sequins. By the way, do you smell anything?
Yes, Exactly like your flat, isn't it? Opium.
That's it. Like my flat, after our visit had been. Well, be seeing you when you come out of your swoon. God bless my soul, what a dump. Now, where does the fair proprietress hang out? These passages are a maze.
To your left, gentlemen.
You darned idiot, Barbara. I left you below.
And I decided you'd want help. Sorry to scare you, but I'm here to stay.
Confound it, Barbara. Go back. This is dangerous stuff. I don't know where it'll lead.
I'm not that worried. I'd rather be up here with you than back there with my throat cut. I'll yell the place down if you don't let me come.
Remind me very soon to put you across my knee and spank you, will you?
I'll do that very thing. Now where?
You know where. Eh? Oh, all right. I get you. Onward and shut up. Watch out. Someone at the end of the passage. A guard, I think.
Then we must be near the lair of the spider.
That's it. Now here's where you can help, idiot. I've got to get that man up very quietly.
I could squeal fire or murder.
Rubbish. They think you were still in your opium blackout and dreaming of Confucius or some such big noise. Listen, Barbara. When I say go, just cough. The guard will be startled. I hope. Then leave it to me. Got it?
Yes.
All right. Now, if you ever had slugs in your family, start creeping now. Now. Cough.
Master, who are...
Lie still, gentle soul.
Have you killed him?
Not a bit of it. He'll talk in 1 minute. Come on. Get up, you. Get up. Name. Quickly. Quickly.
High. Sing high.
All right. Sing high. Sing low. Knock on door. Quick. Or. Savvy.
Me savvy plenty quick.
Sing high?
So.
You wish to speak?
Very wish to speak. High one.
Come.
Good evening, madam. Barbara, let me present the sequin lady. Now, put that light out.
And so our modern Robin Hood goes another step onward in this adventure. Listen again to the development of his quest in search of an anonymous letter writer when next we present The Grey Goose.